What a beautiful evening, complete with snow on the ground, to celebrate a Christmas Eve. Throughout the evening, we'll be singing some carols together, and your cue to sing will be when you see the words come up. And at the end of the service, we're going to light candles together, and you'll find those in your pews. And when the candle lighters are at the end of your pew, we'll be starting to sing Silent Night, and they'll light candles on the inside to those people, and then you can just keep lighting those candles down the row, and we'll enjoy the singing of Silent Night at the end, at the closing. And when the singing is over, you are dismissed to enjoy the rest of your Christmas Eve together. Please join me in prayer. Father, may your calming and loving and steady, faithful presence just fill this place, as thoughts of you and your coming fill our minds and our hearts. We adore you tonight, Jesus. Amen. So tonight, we celebrate the coming of the Messiah, the Son of God. He was promised to Israel, thrust upon humble parents, and revealed to an unsuspecting world. Tonight we journey with Joseph and Mary to witness the birth of this most holy child. Now let's remember the days before the coming of Christ. They were days of turmoil and trouble. There was lots and lots of darkness. And actually a world that isn't unlike the one we still have. So this evening, let's remember the hope we have. Light. A bright and guiding light in the middle of darkness.
There is a light shining in the darkness, a light which shines through the Word.
And the Word is light.
And that light is the light for our world.
Under the covers of a warm and quiet night, there is a heart that beats with quiet thunder, that shudders under the load of fear that comes with glimpsing the face of the unknown. He shivers in the night air as he looks out the window, wondering how will he manage? Where is the light? So many worries, no money, no security, no steady income, only the sweat of his brow and the work of his hands. But he is lucky. He is not out there in the streets, begging for the mercy of strangers, shivering in the chill night air, but neither is he warm. How will they manage, the two of them, soon to be three, so young, so scared, so full of what will happen if? Will there be a light at the end of this tunnel of uncertainty?
There is a light shining in the darkness, a light which shines through the Word.
And the Word is light.
And that light is the light for our world.
They have a family nearby who try to understand and refrain from judging, but there are questions, unasked, murmurs behind his back, hands covering, mouths whispering. Then he thinks of her, the wonder in her eyes, the anticipation of great things to come, her calmness. Sure that God is with her. Eyes follow her down the street. He's seen them watch and wonder at her. She grows daily more beautiful and more full of wonder of life. Can there be a light for her that he can't yet see?
But there was an angel. Imagine, an angel. She said there was one. The angel's name was Gabriel. How could she mistake an angel for anyone else? It was no one they knew, not dressed up, not from far away, but rather otherly, from another place entirely, from heaven, where there is no fear of what tomorrow will bring, where no one asks whether there will be comfort and safety.
And she rested in the words of the angel. In the darkness of her room, the light flickered within her. Soon they would travel. Weariness would well up in them, and the man and the woman would try to remember the words given to them by the angel. So the man and the woman packed up their food and their belongings and headed toward the town of crowds and camels, of pushing and noise, of travelers looking for shelter. There they would find lodging.
And food.
And warmth.
And shelter.
And light.
There is a light shining in the darkness, a light which shines through the Word.
And the Word is light.
And that light is the light for our world.
For the angel had promised her a great joy, a child of wonder and wisdom, a child of grace, a child. The name of the child would be the awaited one, the comforter, the Prince of Peace, the promise of God, Emmanuel, God with us.
What hope we hold this starlit night, a king is born in Bethlehem. Our journey long we seek the light that leads to the hallowed manger ground. What fear we felt in the silent age, 400 years, can he be found? But broken by a baby's cry, rejoice in the hallowed manger ground. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God
praise his name, Emmanuel. Son of God, here born to bleed, a crown of thorns would pierce his brow, and we beheld this offering, exalted now the King of Kings. Praise God for the hallowed manger ground. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God incarnate, here to dwell. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, praise his name, Emmanuel. Praise his name, Emmanuel.
And as the man and the woman stumbled wearily into the dark town, there were no smiles of reassurance with hot food to warm them, or beds ready with clean linen smelling of sun and wind. But after the final step was taken, the time arrived, waiting not for beds or linens.
Or warmth.
Or shelter.
Or comfort.
Or light.
Birth is a miracle. One could say an everyday miracle, but occurring only by the touch of God. The man stared at the wonder before him. What strange and holy waves were they that cast this child on the shores of their lives? To be part of such a moment, surely it had never before been like this for anyone.
incarnate love divine, a star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done.
An everyday miracle, yes, but this, so much more. The woman nestled the babe to her breast, as if there were nothing in all the world but the child.
No chickens underfoot.
No musty straw to sneeze away.
No drafty darkness. Just warmth.
Just shelter.
Just comfort.
Just light. There is a light shining in the darkness, a light which shines through the Word.
And the Word is light.
And that light is the light for our world.
There they lay, whole and complete. The man wondered at the gentle sounds and soft breathing, when suddenly a joy, so deep it wound around his heart, wafted out the cracks in the walls, soared high into the night, and cracked the darkness.
The night was changed, no longer a waiting, shapeless presence, but a time of holiness and awe. Even those in the fields were shaken by the shattered darkness. The sky ripped open, and the angels gushed out over the night-shrouded hills.
The darkness could not hold the light. Light poured out over the men and sheep and rolled over the town, pushing before it those who had no love for the town, its crowds and its noise, and pulling in its wake wanderers from the world's edge. All to see the babe, the word become flesh, the light of the world.
Bringing hope.
Bringing peace.
Bringing love.
Bringing joy.
And the man leaned against the dark of the stable wall, his head resting on the rough surface, hands limp with relief. The man had gone, leaving behind gifts and memories of faces touched by holy light. Wisps of excitement still hung in the air, and joy wrapped in garlands around the sleeping pair. He watched them sleep, breathing low and soft, wrapped together in straw and silence, the light of God shining in them.
There is a light shining in the darkness.
A light which shines through the Word.
And the Word is light.
And that light is the light for our world.